we just have to see how it goes. Generally, we just have the local repeaters tied together, and sometimes we bring in another net, but a lot of folks don't like hearing anything but, you know, local stuff, so kind of have to have a balance between the two. But I believe at least during the 3 o'clock net that would be a time when pretty well everything is open for the net anyhow. And like we're doing right now, nobody's using the repeater, hasn't for hours, so I don't think we're tying it up particularly. We are going through about 5 different repeaters, but they've been dead for 4 or 5 hours, so you know how that goes. Anyhow, glad I could help you. I've got to get to bed, got an early morning, but I just heard your call, and glad you checked in with us, and we'll look forward to next time. So K5TEL, this is NU5D, like a nickel under $5. Good to meet up with you. We'll do it again.
Okay, real good. Well, my email should be good on QRZ. It's telead@gmail.com. I'm not sure what's on the QRZ, so if I run across anything, let me know. I'll get it in there. Say it's TELEDT@gmail. And we've enjoyed it. We did the same thing here. That's why we got the little talk box. That way it's a cloud node, and then everybody that has their individual nodes can link to it or unlink. We have a couple of repeaters in Arkansas that links full-time except for the Modem Breakers net. They link to that, and they link to the Talkit net at night. So I'm not going to be up for that at 1 o'clock. I used to be up all night, but, man, not anymore. So good to make your acquaintance. We'll get this all programmed up. So hopefully Ralph can get on the radio again, and I'll find that DMR information. Appreciate it. K5TEL.